will be full of happiness, always happy, happy. So much, oh good, high class of kirtan, discussion, remembering Krishna with melody, oh prasadam, so well prasadam, up to here, and doing kirtanam. So, Gautam Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all, they have prayed that we want high class of association. But so, day before yesterday we were glorifying Guru Tattva. Guru Tattva is the backbone of all bhakti. If no Guru bhakti, then nothing is there. After some time you will give up everything. Even Krishna, Mahaprabhu also. What is the symptom of any Guru Nishtha Bhakta? What is symptom? Oh. If there is Guru Nishtha, then all will love and give respect, and he will sometime will give proper respect to all their God brothers, especially to all devotees, not only God brothers. He will never create any problem. He will always be favorable to bhakti and to all devotees. He will be not of any different opinion of any bhakta. These are symptoms. Also it has been told in Hari Bhakti Vilas, the symptom of Guru and the symptom of disciple. The symptom of Guru has been told so many things. Tasmat Gurung prapaddeta jikyasu seya uttamam sabdei parecha nishanatam brahmanu samasan, and so many, that he should be qualified in all epics like Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, especially in Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Chaitamrit, Gita, everything. And he can remove all the doubts of any disciple. He is qualified. He can remove all. He has especially no doubt. And he will be very humble. No worldly desire at all. And he will have some realization for Krishna. Always chanting name. And to whom anyone will see, oh, Hare Krishna automatically comes. We should try to realize all these things. And disciple, he must have come in a very respected family. If not coming, even Prahlad was in respected family. Haridasa Thakur was also. Respected means very wealthy, not this. Not. His fathers and mothers and ancestors. Very religious person. Very humble. Characteristic. They must be good character. Not duplicity, criticism, and all other things. So he should come from that high class of family. You know Vidur? And Budurani. But they came from high class of aristocratic family. son of Vichitravirya, brother of Pandu and Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was not good one. He was blind by intelligence and by all things.
Externally and internally.
So, this disciple was very humble. Not quarreling, not making any problem to anyone. He will try to reconcile all these things. And he will try to help in his Gurudev services to all. He will inspire all. Then he is actually a disciple. Disciples will follow. Kripa din bindu diya kara yei dase inadapi. They should follow this. Otherwise, he is not disciple. Kripa bindu diya kara yei dase inadapka dihina sakala sahane bal diya kara. Nijamane? Sakala sahane bal diya kara. He will be very tolerant. Very tolerant. Not that a mosquito came and he will discover a bum and will give a bum on the mosquito. Never. No? It should not be like this. Very tolerant. Like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, like others in our Guru line. And then, Sakala Sahane Baldiyakarat and after. Sakale sanman karite sakati dehanath. Oh, Gurudev, be merciful to me and sprinkle your mercy that I can, but respect all Vaishnavas according to their level, qualification. Knowing, then you will have to come in Madhyam Adhikar. Otherwise, you cannot. You can. So all these qualities should be there. And if not there, then you will quarrel with others, not in a one opinion, and not preaching and doing. So we should try to be like that. You can speak about Guru Tattva. Not so much long, but
in this world, all conditioned souls, all jivas are suffering in the cycle of birth and death, bewildered about their own identity and what is the goal of life, suffering so many miseries, and they cannot find any solution to this problem. The solution to the problem is that their transcendental love and their eternal relationship with God should be awakened. But they cannot do it. And even if they think, yes, I must try to find God, then they may try so many processes and all fail. Because actually, there is only one process to understand the truth, to understand God, to understand the soul. So in Upanishads it is written, Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedayana Bhavuna Shutena Yameva Se Grinate Tena Labhyas Tasasatma Vivrinute Tanum Swam. Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo. Atma, the soul, is very beautiful, transcendental, has shape and qualities, form and activities, but we don't know who am I. And the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is also so exquisitely beautiful. And the two souls are related. But Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhya. The meeting between the jiva, myself, and the Supreme Lord, face to face, it cannot be attained by Pravachanena, by giving very learned discourses. Na Bahuna Asutena, Na Medaya, not by great intelligence. One who is very, very intelligent, they cannot begin to understand God even. They cannot even begin. And not by hearing, so much hearing of Shruti, Veda Vakya, even. How? The Supreme Lord He reveals himself to that person to whom he wants to give his mercy. So the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in this world in a condensed form. Samsara Dhavanala Lidha Loka Tanaya Karunya Ganaganatvam. All are burning in the forest fire of material existence. And when the forest fire is burning, no one can extinguish that fire. Firemen may come, anyone can try so many things, but they cannot stop it. The fire goes out only when there's a cloud in the sky, and the cloud breaks and rains mercy. So Krishna's mercy comes into this world in the condensed form. Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa Karen Bhakta Gane. The embodiment of the entire mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in this world as Sri Guru. So, because no one can understand that transcendental reality, no one can approach it in any way, and because they are suffering so much, therefore, because of all of these reasons, gurum prapadyeta, one should do unconditional surrender at the lotus feet of Sadguru. Unconditional surrender, giving up all false ego, giving up all vidyabuddhi, all ideas that I am so intelligent, my knowledge is perfect, my understanding is very clear, I know Shastra, I know Siddhanta, giving up all this vidyabuddhi. One should do unconditional surrender of body, mind and words at the lotus feet of Sadguru. And there, one who surrendered to his guru, he has the right, jigyasu srayam uttamam, to make jigyasa, inquiries from his gurudev. What inquiries? Srayam uttamam, inquiries about the ultimate goal of life, how he can actually be benefited. It is not written that one can inquire from the guru or gurudev, how can I become married, how can I make money, how can I have a comfortable situation in this world. This is not the inquiry. Jigyasu srayam uttamam, how to get the transcendental benefit of life. This is the disciple should approach his spiritual master in this way. Like Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he approached Srila Lokanath Das Goswami. At first, Lokanath Das Goswami sent him away. But he was thinking, how can I serve my Gurudev? Lokanath Das Goswami is so qualified, he can give me Radha and Krishna. I must serve his lotus feet. So every day he would come and he would clean up the area where Lokanath Das Goswami would come to pass through before he went back to his kutir in the early morning. So Narottam Thakur was going there every day and cleaning that area, smearing cow dung, making it nice and fresh every day for 1 year. After many months had passed, then Lokanath Das Goswami, he noticed, someone's cleaning up here, doing this very menial service for me every day. Who is doing this? So one day he was hiding and he saw the very young Narottam Thakur, this very young teenage boy at that time, came and he was cleaning that area. And Lokanath Das Goswami caught him. Hey, who are you and what are you doing? Why are you doing this? Narottam Thakur, he began to cry. Oh Gurudev, please help me. Please give me shelter. But I cannot give you shelter because I am a mendicant. In the renounced order, I don't have anything. You are a prince, you are from a royal family, you are used to a very rich and luxurious life. But I am a mendicant, I cannot give you nice food, I cannot give you cloth, I cannot give you any place to stay. But Narottam Das Thakur was crying, oh Gurudev, when that day comes, when at the place where they cremate the bodies, Samsam, at the crematorium, the cremation ground, the day when they don't take the cloth from the bodies and throw it away, then that day I will come and I will ask you, Gurudev, can you give me something to wear? Otherwise I will take this. Oh Gurudev, that day when the fruits, they don't fall from the trees, that day I ask you, oh Gurudev, can you give me something to eat? And that day when there's no ground, there's no earth to lie on, that time I ask you for a place to stay. Please, accept me as your disciple. Give me initiation. Otherwise I will give up my life. So this is called Jigyasu Srayam Uttamam. Not approaching Gurudev for anything. Not for money, not for name, fame and position, not for comforts of this world. Only approaching for one thing. Srayam Uttamam. Srayakaira Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadhu Jivanam. How the transcendental emotion will come in the heart and we can realize, who am I? And enter into the service of the lotus feet as we see Radha Krishna Yuga. So, Tasmat Gurum Prabhadeta Jigyasu Swayam Uttamam Shakte Pari Tanishnatam Brahmani Upasama Swayam. Such Guru should be so highly qualified. What are his qualifications? Shakte. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Jiva Goswami Pada, in Bhakti Sandhava, he has written, Shabde Brahmani Veda Tatpariyena Nishnatam. The Sadguru, he knows all of the conclusions of Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana, and all Shastra. And he is convinced of these things and can have the power to convince others. Shabde and Pare. Pare Brahmani Bhagavat Rupa Abhivarvastu Aparakshana Bhavena. The Sadguru, he has realized, he has direct perception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He has seen his transcendental form, Brahmani Upasama Swayam. And the Sadguru, he has no attachment to this world. He is not attached to collecting money. He is not attached to making so many disciples and collecting name and fame. Completely renounced. Like Lokanath Das Goswami. Lord Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was writing Shri Chaitanya Charitamritam. He came to him and said, "Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, please bless me that I can write something of the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Lokanath Das Goswami said, "Yes, I can help you in this regard, but one thing, you should not include my name in your book. I don't want that anyone will say my name." So these are the qualifications of Guru and qualifications of disciple. So this verse was spoken by Krishna to Uddhava in Srimad Bhagavatam at the end of the Dwarapa Yuga. So these are the qualifications of Guru in Dwarapa Yuga. But now in Kali Yuga, we should know the qualification of Guru in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So high, higher than this. They are so superior even to these qualifications. So our Srila Vishnu Thakur has written, Nikunja yu no rati kyali siddhyay yayali veyuk tirata kshaniya tat tat idakshad ativala bhasya vande guru sri charanara vindar. Who is Sri Guru? My Gurudev, I pray at his lotus feet because he is very, very dear to Sri Sri Radha Krishna Yuga. And Tatati Dakshad, he is so expert at making all the tasteful arrangements for the union of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the kunjas of Vrindavan. And because he is so qualified and so intimate to Radha Krishna, by coming in the Anugatya of such a guru, then that service can be bestowed upon the disciple. So, those who are fortunate to have such a qualified guru, they should give their heart and soul completely at the lotus feet of their guru and serve him fully. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada has written, Vishramdena Guru Seva. The one should serve the spiritual master. How? With intimacy. Vishramdena Guru Seva. With mamata. With very deep possessiveness for the lotus feet of Sadguru. He should serve the guru in such a way that he understands the manovishta, the innermost heart's desire of the guru, and serving, the fulfilling the manovishta of his Gurudev, he should become very close and intimate to his Gurudev, heart to heart. That the Gurudev, he will no longer think, this is my disciple. He will think, he is my pran, he is my life and soul. Having very deep affection for him. Just like in Jagat Dharma, we see the example of Vija Kumar and Bhajana, how they were serving Sri Gopal Guru Goswami, and how they were so intimate to him. One day they told him, "Oh Gurudev, we have decided we will stay in Puri for a longer period of time." He said to them, "I am so happy that you are staying for longer, because when the day comes that you leave and you go away from Puri, it will be a very great hardship for me, because I have become so fond of you. I think that it is, though it's very difficult to find a Sadguru, Sri Gopal Guru Goswami, he told Rajanath and Vijay Kumar, I think that to find a Sadguru is easy, but to find a Sadshishya, a very bona fide disciple like you, is very difficult. So when you leave from this place, it will be a matter of great hardship for me." So the disciple, he should become very intimate and very dear to his Gurudev and serve him with great love. And in this way, by the mercy of Sadguru, all of the transcendental emotion in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, Srila Vishnu Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and in Gurudev, it will be reflected on his heart as such a disciple, and thus his life will become perfect.
Thank you. High class of devotee that we think, he was Ekalabhya. Do you name the Ekalabhya? Perhaps Malaysian person. They don't. You know Ekalabhya? You know, but you know Ekalabhya? You know a club, have you heard? Dronacharya was guru of five Pandavas, Duryodhan and all. But only guru in archery. Not transcendental. One day one black person came. His name was Ekalabhya. And he requested Dronacharya, "Oh, I want to make you my guru for archery. Please be merciful to me and accept me like your disciple." He refused. Why you want archery? I want to be most high class of archer, defeating Arjuna and others also. Then he told, refused. But he was not disappointed. Not disappointed. He went in a forest and made a statue of Dronacharya and was practicing. Daily he used to do pranam and then archery. And now he was a high class of archer. One day Dronacharya with his all disciples, Arjuna, Bhim, Drona or others, he came there. And when he was near us, in the forest, but not seeing this Ekalabhya, a dog with him was barking. And in a moment he saw that the mouth of that dog was full of arrows and he could not bark. But no blood, no scratching, nothing, only full of arrows. And then he again proceeded to search who had done this. And he saw that, oh, that very Ekalabhya, now he is bigger one, very healthy. And he, then he told that, who is your guru? Oh, my guru is this statue, this Dronacharya, you. I have never accepted you like, but I have learned everything from you. Then, have you given me dakshina? No, I have not. Then at once I want that you should repay me with your dakshina. Dakshina, you know, when anything is transcendently given or anything like this. Or he must pay something with respect. So I have not paid anything. Then, Gurudev, what you will tell, I will give you. Then he told them, oh, give up your right thumb. And at once he took his sword and cut it and gave him a golden pot. Blood was coming so much. And then taking this, he did not told anything, Gurudev, and returned. But world knows that he was very high class of devotees because he never cared for his life and gave up his thumb. But really, he was a demon. And Dronacharya used to know. And if the thumb will be there, then what will do? Oh, he can do so many problems for all devotees and Krishna. And he did so. He wanted to defeat and kill Arjuna and all devotees. Even he fought with Krishna. And at last Krishna killed him by his chakra. He was so high class of demon. So, these disciples are not actually good disciples. Making problems to others, even to God, even to his God brothers and all. So we should try to take something, instruction from all these things. So it has been told that a disciple is very rare. Gurus are so many, but disciples, very rare. You know Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he wanted to take initiation from Gaur, and he refused totally like Loknath Das Goswami to Narottam Thakur. Totally refused. You are very high class of learned person. Your father is so learned and he is so high class of devotee. I cannot do anything. I am a mendicant. Illiterate. Even nothing, knowing everything. But Prabhupada was so determined that I will take initiation from him. I must take. And he left his mill and everything. But anyhow, he was. Gokushov Das Maharaj, and the end, he was bound to give initiation to him by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So you should try to know all this. So, if you are not humble, not giving proper respect to Vaishnava, really he is not disciple. So we should do. I have seen so many high class of devotees of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. They were all so humble, so humble. And very qualified in all respects. So we should try to know all these things. But actually, we know from epics, there are so many guru and shishya. But we should try to know Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitangena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kada Mahiyam Dadati Shukta. What is the meaning?
Srila Narottam Das Thakur is praying to Srila Rupa Goswami that, O Rupa Goswami, you have established in this world the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is actually the mission of Krishna, the desire of Krishna to understand the love of Srimati Radharani, to understand her transcendental happiness that she's feeling in that love, and to understand your qualities which only she can relish. So you've established the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is Krishna's mission, why he came in this world as Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu came to give the jiva the service of Srimati Radhika. So you please give me the service of your own lotus feet, which is the only means by which I can attain the service of Srimati Radhika.
Not only this, something more. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale. How he established? Writing so many books, preaching, and himself observing and practicing that very thing he did. So, we should know what our Guru wants. If your Guru is bogus, then he will tell, oh, please, my manobhist is, oh, money something. Then bring money, buy anyhow. That's no Guru. This is also manobhist of that person. But actually he is not Guru. So he has so many desires. So if he will tell that this is my desire, then the disciple will think that, oh, he is monobhishta, and he will do quickly. But if Guru is not so high class of Guru, then his desires and monobhishta are bogus. We should not believe on him, and we should try to boycott.
Avoid.
Avoid them.
Avoid.
So, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jaina Bhutalai. The desire of Rupa Goswami was the desire of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not anything else. So desire of any guru should be the desire of his guru and his guru Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If the desires of your Gurudev is not similar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami and your Gurudev, then no manohist. Then it will make problems so many. So first of all, Rupa Goswami has told Vishambhaina Gurau Seva, not externally. Vishambhaina, like a bosom friend, like Laukik Bandhu, Sadabandhu. Sadabandhu means?
Like a bosom friend.
Bosom friend. So, Krishna, Guru is not Krishna. We think that separate person. But actually this is wrong. High class of Guru, qualified Guru, bona fide Guru, and Krishna is like same. If you are not serving, then you cannot serve Krishna. So all the desires of Krishna is in the desire of his Gurudev, anyone's Guru. Same desire as Krishna. So first go to Gurudev, bona fide Guru. What Guru wants? He wants that my disciples should serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If Gurudev does not want, then his bogus Guru. We should try to give up him. Avoid him. So Rupa Goswami, his all writings, his all endeavors, his all practices, his all steps were for to please Mahaprabhu and to serve Radha Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam, by serving Gurudev, we can serve Krishna. Otherwise never. If a guru is like this and telling all these things, then actually he is good. Otherwise not good. So first we should try to know. If we are at that time not intelligent to select a good guru, but after that we knew that, oh, this guru is bona fide, then, oh, very good, go on. And if bogus guru, then, oh, reject them. And if Guru is somewhat better, on give respect to them and go on doing like this. He had told that in Jaiva Dharma, Vijay Kumar and Prerna, they went to Puri and met with Gopal Guru, and they were taking so much siksha from him. But really they were not disciples. Diksha disciple of them. But his guru they sent. If you are going to Puri, you should associate with high class of, he is my friend, Gopal Guru. So you must go there. And he told him. Nowadays, any disciple, don't go to that high class of devotee. Don't go. Don't associate. What meaning? Bogus. There is something worldly motivation. So we should try to be. We want love and affection of Krishna. For this we have proceeded. For this we accepted Guru. But if Guru is not doing so, then no need at all. No need at all. So in Bhaktirasami Sindhu, first 10 Angsa Bhakti regarding Gurudev, ascribing of Krishna. If you are not following what? Vishambhena Gurau Seva or Siksha, Diksha, Siksha,
Guru Padashraya.
Guru Padasa Mane Sikha Dicche. And others, or serving him. So all these are for that Krishna Bhakti. So by his career, by his behavior, by his words, you can be benefited. And thus you can advance. So any man who is doing his Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru one, but Shiksha Guru so many. And sometimes it may be that Diksha Guru is more superior. We think that Vaishnava Das and Gopal Guru were friends. But even Gopal Guru was somewhat more superior. More superior. And he paid respect both Vijay Kumar and Vaishnava. They paid respect. They never differentiated anything between them, their gurus. Their guru, the faith of their guru increased by Gopal Guru. So we should try to follow all this. Not falling, then useless or bhakti. If by my association, so much faith on Guru not coming to Swamiji, no faith in Gurudev, I am cutting that faith, then I am a bogus like a demon. So any qualified guru, by his association, the faith of his Gurudev will be increased. This is the symptom of a real bona fide guru. So a guru never makes the disciples. Understand what he makes? Guru to all. So you should try to have a training from your Gurudev that how you can be like that. If you are accepting his all teachings, you will be Guru. You will be Guru. So we should try to know all these things and follow. Especially this book, the Nectar of Instruction, you should follow. Sometimes it may be that when I will go to India and you, all disciples, then what?
What to do?
What to do in Delhi? And not any accepting any Vaishnava and quarreling them yourself. Then what is this? Then I will decide whether I should come to Malaysia or Singapore or not. All are quarreling. They are not in one more opinion. They are not. They don't want to monopolize me. And Rupa Goswami. So you should try to be more humble. To give respect to all other Vaishnavas who are in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. Whether they will be of any sect or not. You should try to. A kirtan should be done. You should do a kirtan. One thing, that for a disciple, worldly qualifications are not needed. They cannot help. Worldly. When a dam was going on for Ramchandra to cross
bridge
was going on. Hanuman and Sugriv, Angad and all began to bring so many high, big stones. Or even a rock they used to bring. And there was a very little squirrel.
Spiral.
She was looking. And she was so very small. She used to jump in sea and to be wetted in water and used to roll down on the sand and that taking some sand, she used to come on the breeze and to and so that all sand so she was smoothing whole. She has a wish, a desire that I will make it very smooth that Ramchandra and Lakhan will smoothly devotees. Because all the rocks were very hilly. Ramchandra saw that a squirrel bringing so much sand. But he was going again and again, whole day. Then he became very happy and called very sweetly, "Oh my dear," and he do it like this.
Stroking.
Oh, I'm very much happy. So I'm giving this symptom like this. Chinna.
In India we can see squirrel like that.
Yes, like this. In India.
But
you
will have something that fires or something.
No, not yet.
But yeah. So he was so much satisfied by it. So any disciple, he has no so much qualification like Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, like Gopal Guru and others. Oh, we can serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Govinda, no harm. How he used to do? Oh, preparing, always doing service. So we can do Manuvishta Seva, always chanting, remembering Krishna. What has Das Thakur used to give service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He used to message. He used to prepare anything for him, to make way for him, to preach like Rupa Goswami, writing so many books. But what he did? Three lakhs name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, you are Namachar. Doing two things. What? Chanting, remembering the names of Krishna and also preaching both. Oh, I want to be in always home. Alone there chanting name, not to see any other. This is what? Well, somewhat better. And I don't want anything, I want to only preach. No name, nothing, chanting ourselves. Always preaching, always. This always preaching what? This is like a karma. Fruitive karma. Nothing else. And he will fall down very soon, in a moment. And those who are chanting, remembering whole days, oh, they are more better. But something like him, what? Oh, Haridasa Thakur, I like you so much. Because you are chanting, remembering, and also preaching. By your preaching, oh, Raghunath Das came to me. No? How Raghunath Das came? He was only a son of Vishai. But anyhow, he became disciple of Yadunandan Acharya. And quickly he had association of Haridas Thakur. And this gave so much inspiration that he went to Nityananda Prabhu. And Nityananda Prabhu, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he left his home and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. And he gave his hand into the hands of Sarupta. Who was he? In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, highest? And also, in Krishna Lila, what? Lalita Devi. And he became the disciple of Sarup Damodar. And after that, what became? He had the association of Gadadhar Pandit, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, of all the associates of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he quickly came in Vrindavan and became associate of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. And then he was situated on the bank of Radha. Asa bharai amrita sindh mayai kathanchit kalo mayati gamita kile samatratam panchet kripamayi vidhasta sunai vakhin pranoi vajina paru patidmini Asa bharai amrita. What? That is bad.
In this verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying at the very end of his life, after having the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates, and being inspired and receiving that lesson, such a very high mood came in his heart, such a mood which is unavailable for anyone. It is only available by the blessing, infallible blessing of Guru and Vaishnava. And thus by their blessing, he was able to offer such an extraordinary prayer, the likes of which the world had never seen before. What did he say? Asabara Amrita Sindhu Mayaka Tantit. Oh, Srimati Radhika, I have so many hopes, so many desires, very vast and heavy. And that those desires, their desires to see your Nectarian pastimes, your three pastimes here at Radhakund. And have so many desires, they're very heavy, and have been carrying them for a very long time. And yet, to this very day, they have not been
Amrita fulfilled. Sindhu Maye, Amrita Sindhu. Oh, endless portion of love and affection. I want to dive in this. How I will serve Radha and Krishna Kanjula? Signing, hammering, messaging, decorating. Oh, Tambula Panapadamaradan Payudana Visara Divi Nitya. Like this. When a day will come? So he was thinking in ocean of love for design all these things. When a day will come that I will do so. And that is why I am living. I am not dying. Waiting. And then go.
So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has this great desire to dive in the ocean of love and affection for Radha and Krishna by serving, massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, offering sambhog to Srimati Radhika, bringing water for Srimati Radhika, taking Radhika out on Avika to meet with Krishna in the forest at night, and to serve Srimati Radhika in such an intimate way, or that she will think, as so Srimati Raghunath Das Goswami will think, I will go directly into the Kund and serve Srimati Radhika, even when others, such as the Lisa and Vishaka, they will hesitate, but I will not fear to go. Freely I will go and serve my Srimati Radhika. So having his heart filled with desires like this, he's saying that I have these desires for such a long time, and yet to this day, they have not been fulfilled.